Hey podcast, today's topic is a big data topic. It's Hadoop and all you need to know about Hadoop. So the idea behind Hadoop is that you have a system where you can store basically infinite amount of data, where you can store huge files that are terabyte sized. For instance, log analytics, where server logs are streamed into Hadoop and then end up in a file in Hadoop, and that file grows and grows and grows. The idea is that you have huge files in Hadoop, and those files are stored in a distributed manner, so you cannot lose data, and that you have redundancy in the system. So when a machine or a server goes offline, you can still access the data. One part is the storage, and the other part is the analytics. It's not about machine learning and so on. It's about simpler statistical analytics. And how this is done is with MapReduce. MapReduce, still the basic distributed analytics service. It's also the basis for Spark, because Map and Reduce you also find in Spark. So it's a good idea to learn MapReduce. The idea is that you use data and store it into Hadoop, and then you analyze it with MapReduce. And how you store data in Hadoop is you have a service called HDFS, the Hadoop file system, and that's basically what Hadoop is. It's a file system like your file system on a local machine, only it's a distributed file system. How HDFS works is that you have two types of servers. You have data nodes. Those are the servers where you actually store the data. And you have name nodes, or a name node. What the name node does is that the name node keeps track of which part of your file that you store in Hadoop gets stored where, on which server. Because if you store a large file into Hadoop, then the file, it stays as one file, but as it gets stored into blocks, so it gets chopped up and stored on multiple data nodes. So this is why it's a distributed file system. It's not like on your PC that the data gets stored on one disk or on one machine. It gets distributed to multiple disks on multiple machines. And the machines where it's stored are the data nodes. And the name nodes keep track of where each part of a file, a block, is stored. And this is basically the main function of Hadoop: put in files and store them. And then what you can do is you can use MapReduce to analyze them and get some output. HDFS and MapReduce are basically the core functions of Hadoop. There's a whole ecosystem around those two core functions. For instance, one thing that you can use is Hive. What you can do with Hive is that you now have files in Hadoop, or in HDFS. And you may not want to write MapReduce code and run that MapReduce batch jobs. You can create a Hive table on a file, and what that does is you are transforming a file into a table. So what you do if you have a log file, and I'm just keeping here with the log file theme because log files are quite structured, but they produce a large amount of data. So what you do is you have a log file of, for instance, JSON data, JSON in your HDFS store that gets filled from other servers. So in that file, every line is a JSON line, and the JSON always looks the same. For instance, it has a identification of the server, a timestamp, a type of the message, a message, especially a message description, and so on. And then what you can do in Hive is you can create a Hive table where you create columns, and then map that Hive table to the file. This way you can access the contents of the file like a SQL database. It doesn't really matter how big the file is. The interesting part here is very often I hear people complain that when you create a Hive table on a large file and then you make a query, that it takes a long time to do the query. And why does it take that long to do a query? It's because when you make a select statement or whatever, in the background Hadoop is, or Hive is executing MapReduce jobs. And MapReduce jobs are very slow and they take some time to start up and so on. So in the background of Hive is MapReduce, and this is why Hive is quite slow. The nice thing though with Hive is that you can access it from the outside, from, for instance, business intelligence tools like Power BI or Tableau. And so you have a layer between the big data world and the not big data world, and you can access data from Hive without even knowing that in the background it's a big data solution. It's very traditional. Hive has been around for years now. It's awesome. Another thing is HBase. I've been talking about HBase, the key value store of Hadoop, in a previous podcast. It was Daily K14. Two other systems that are basically Hadoop core systems are Yarn and Zookeeper. What you use them for is, now you want to store data in a distributed fashion, you want to execute analytics jobs, those take up storage, those take up RAM, those take up CPU time. And there comes Yarn into play. Yarn is a resource management tool. Yarn means yet another resource negotiator, and it manages the resources in the cluster. And the second tool is Zookeeper. Zookeeper is made to handle information for distributed programs. What you could do is you could set up a Zookeeper instance somewhere, and then you create yourself a program that is using Zookeeper information, and so you can deploy that program on multiple servers and all access the Zookeeper, and so you manage what data every one of those servers processes, because Zookeeper keeps track of what has been processed already by which worker and so on. Zookeeper is a bit more complicated to explain. And that's basically the Hadoop core. If you start with Hadoop, what you can do is you can download yourself a starter instance or a quick instance from Cloudera or Hortonworks or MapR. It's basically all the same. And then just play around with it. Store some data in Hadoop. Try to use Hive. Make a Hive query. Check out how this works. And then create your own MapReduce job. Learn how MapReduce works. On my blog, I have an article about that, and yeah, that's basically it. Everything else then comes later. There are many more systems in the Hadoop ecosystem, like Flume, where you can get data in and stream it directly into HDFS or HBase, or like Scoop, that lets you scrape data from SQL databases directly into HDFS. Spark for in-memory processing. It's not a part of the Hadoop ecosystem, but Spark also uses HDFS, so you can read data directly from HDFS and analyze it in a distributed way. And Spark also uses Yarn to manage resources. And it's all very integrated, but modular. Okay, guys, that's it. I wish you a lot of fun playing around with Hadoop, playing around with HDFS and Hive and MapReduce. If you have questions, just get in touch on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. And then until tomorrow, bye-bye.